thing. I don't want to start jumping up and down and say we've made progress because all it is talk right now.
Buffalo Teacher Federation President Phil Remore is not celebrating. While he's pleased teachers would not be evaluated under the standards, he first and foremost is concerned about students, and his outraged children are currently being overtested.
As far as teachers are concerned, yes, it's important to decouple the standardized test from our evaluation. But what's more important to teachers is to stop the institutionalized child abuse that we're putting to our kids, testing kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and making them go through this is wrong.
Among the many recommendations, reducing the number of test days and test questions for students.
We've actually had a recommendation where we want to explore doing tests that are not timed.
District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford is a task force member. Radford understands Remore's concerns and realizes they must be watchful in getting these recommendations implemented.
Having a state education commissioner at the table obviously goes a long way to making sure they get implemented, because ultimately that's where you see implementation, accountability at the state education department. I think that the new commissioner, you know, gave a great contribution, and I think that ultimately we'll see the implementation go well.
The report also calls to ensure tests are different for English language learners and students with disabilities. The task force called implementation of the Common Core flawed. Phil Remore says he won't celebrate until over-testing is halted. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.